Hachette Audio presents After War, written by Lilith St. Crow, read by Jeremy Arthur.
For the survivors. Solitudinem facunt, pacem appellant. Tacitus. Part 1. Dies Irae. Chapter 1. Details later. February 21, 98. The last day in hell ran with cold, stinking rain. A gunmetal gray sky opened up its sluices. Mortars and bigger artillery shook the wooded horizon hills at 0900. And roll call in the central plaza down to 2,000 scarecrows and change. The dregs of Reclamation Camp Gloria took only 2.5 hours. Pale smears peered from the red-painted camp brothel windows, disappearing whenever the commandant's oil-slick head and unsettling light blue gaze turned in their direction. Stolid and heavy in his natty black uniform, Commandant Major General Porter stood on a heavy platform, the raw edges of its boards, once pale and sticky with sap, were now the same shade as the lowering sky. The skeletons, in dun, once orange dungarees, stood unsteadily under a triple pounding. First, the commandant's words crackling over the PA, then the thick curtains of rain, and last, the rolling thunder in the hills. "Not just partisans," some whispered, their lips unmoving. Convicts and campogs learned quickly how to pass along bites of news.